Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio is Kayla Betcher, Executive Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival.
Good morning, Melissa.
Here to talk to us a bit about the upcoming Wine and Music with Friends event. It's going to kick off the summer season.
It's here. It's upon us. Summer is here. The Sitka Summer Music Festival is here. And we start this Saturday with a special kickoff event.
Let's talk about it. You're going to transform Centennial Hall into a garden party.
We are. This is the third or fourth year that we've done this event, and it's growing in popularity. It is really magnificent. I mean, you walk into Centennial Hall this Saturday night, and you won't recognize it. I'm not exaggerating. It's unbelievable. Cindy Gibson, who's on our board, takes the lead of that artistic effort and transforms the interior of the auditorium into this beautiful indoor garden. And there are, you know, we set up small tables, so you have this intimate seating of 2 to 4 people, and they're all, everything, the tables and the chairs and everything are decorated. There's beautiful murals that have been painted. There are live plants, and there is a theme of bees this year, and so I believe there will be hives and things along those lines as well.
So the buzz about the Sitka Summer Music Festival is that there will be a Wine and Music with Friends event, and tell us a bit about the music and the musicians that will be
there. We have our wonderfully special guests, Paul Rosenthal and Arnulf von Armen, the pianist, returning to Sitka for this event and for a few more days. It's so great to have them back in town. And they've been touring Alaska. They came and they were with Juno Jazz and Classics last month. And I know they've been to a few other places, including Tenneke Springs. And so they've been kind of touring this program around the state and are ending their time in Alaska here in Sitka. Paul will perform the Bach Chaconne, and there will be a Schubert piano sonata, and together they'll do the Beethoven Kreutzer violin sonata. So it'll be a wonderful full concert, and our current Paul, of course, the founder and artistic director of the music festival for 40 years, and then he handed the leadership over to Zuhl Bailey a couple years ago. Zuhl will be on hand as well as kind of the MC and host, and all of them will be mingling with the audience. And it's, you know, it just has a wonderful feeling about it to launch into the summer and into the festival.
Well, tell us a little bit about the wine.
Yes, last year, The event is called Wine and Music with Friends, so therefore wine plays a role in the evening. And we'll have the basics are that your ticket includes a nice plate of hors d'oeuvres and your first glass of wine or sangria, that we're going to make some sangria. And then there will be additional wine you can buy by the glass or by the bottle for sale beyond that. We had our own wine bottled and labeled last summer, and we'll have that on sale again. And I'm happy to report that just recently, the Malbec that we had made last summer was awarded a gold medal prize at the North of the Gates Wine Competition in California. So that's kind of makes that a little bit extra special. And so we'll have that on hand for everybody to sample and take home with them if they want.
All righty. So that's Saturday. Starts at 6 at Centennial Hall, and tickets are
$50, and you can purchase them through our website, sitkamusicfestival.org, or at Old Harbor Books.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about, you know, the intention behind this event? It sounds like it's a great way for folks to mingle with the musicians, to have sort of a one-on-one interaction prior to the whole summer music festival rolling out for the summer.
Yeah, I think that's exactly it. Just to give the beginning of the festival a really special launch and combine the some informality in terms of that interaction with the musicians and with, you know, kind of a special atmosphere and a way to commune with your friends, both fellow audience members as well as musicians who are there to perform and whoever else shows up.
What else is coming up for the music festival?
4 solid weeks of amazing music and wonderful community events. We have a template. We're using basically the same template schedule wise as we did last year, which is to have show movies with a musical theme on Tuesday evenings at UAS. And there's a few special ones lined up there. 32 short films about Glenn Gould is the first one that'll be on the 10th of our first movie night is the 10th of June. The cafe concert series begins next Wednesday on the 4th, and we're doing those in four different locations this summer. So we're doing one at the Larkspur, one at the Dock Shack, one at Channel Club, and one at the Westmark in the dining room. And so every Wednesday in June, there will be a concert in a small, intimate restaurant setting. Thursdays, we'll continue our box lunch series, and that's a free lunchtime concert at Harrigan Centennial Hall. And you can bring your lunch. Quieter foods are preferred, but nonetheless, bring it along. And then our evening concerts on Friday and Saturdays, every Friday and Saturday in June, except the last Saturday. And on Sundays, our special events. So the first special event is our family concert, which is really popular, and that'll be on the 8th of June. And that's a free concert for music lovers of all ages, and followed by root beer floats outside, courtesy of C-Mart. So that's a great one to launch. We have the Crab Feed, of course, another annual popular event, and the Allen Marine Boat Cruise, and also a new event that we started last year that was very popular. And by the way, tickets are already half sold for this brunch on a Sunday morning, the last Sunday of June, a brunch in a private home. And we're going to be at the home of Barbara Hames this year. We're only selling 40 tickets and half of them are sold. It's an exquisite event. So don't delay to buy your tickets for that.
Well, it seems like it's worth mentioning that for the garden party this Saturday, only 100 tickets will be sold.
Correct. And we're well on our way to that goal as well. So get yourself to Old Harbor Books or to our website and don't miss your chance to help us launch the 2014 Sitka Summer Music Festival.
Well, as you mentioned, Paul will be there. What other opportunities will folks have to see Paul this summer?
Paul will be around for about not quite a week. So he'll be at the cafe concert next Wednesday and the box lunch next Thursday. And those are your three opportunities to see Paul. But we have some of his closest friends also returning the first week. Marcus Thompson, the violist from Boston, will be here. And Evan Drachman, a cellist and longtime favorite of the festival, will be here the first week, including the first weekend of concerts on the 6th and 7th in Centennial Hall and the family concert as well. Edward Zilberkant from Fairbanks, the pianist from the University of Fairbanks, is coming down to join us that week as well. So it'll be great to see him. And then subsequently, some other familiar faces, but for more recent years. So pianist Awadajan Pratt is coming back, as is pianist Natasha Paremski. So we'll see them later in the month. The Cypress String Quartet from San Francisco, they were here a couple years ago, and they're coming back about mid-month. No, sorry, they're late in the month. And then a new quartet, the Catalyst Quartet, will be here for almost 2 weeks, kind of in the middle of the month. And I'm really intrigued by them. They're an ensemble of the Sphinx Project, which is based in Detroit. It's a program that emphasizes their entire focus is on diversifying classical musicians. And so they're really encouraging, especially African-American and Latino young people to explore classical music and have access to string instruments and those kinds of things. So this is a touring ensemble of that project, and they're a wonderful ensemble, and I'm interested in that message as well. So
and speaking of young people, you're bringing some young people into town to actually study.
True. In July, after the main festival is over, we're initiating a new program based out of Stevenson Hall, and it's the Sitka Cello Seminar. And what we have are 10 pre-professional cellists. So these are young people who are studying cello performance in college, various colleges across the country. They're coming to Sitka to stay in Stevenson Hall and study, do a two-week intensive study with Zuhal Bailey and with Melissa Kraut, who is the cello pedagogue at the Cleveland Institute of Music. And so what an amazing opportunity for these kids to, to learn from two master cellists, you know, a master touring performer and a master teacher. And it's really, it's the first in what we hope to be a long series of these kinds of seminars for various instruments and, just the opportunity to sort of be in retreat with music and with other musicians. What I love about it, though, is that they're just going to be isolated in the building and just working amongst themselves. Zuhal and Melissa are also emphasizing the importance of outreach and connecting with the community and with music lovers and not just music performers. And so they're going to guide the young cellists through things like working with the Sick at Fine Arts Camp students, visiting the Pioneer Home, you know, maybe giving presentations at Rotary or in various places around the community so that they get that feeling of how to share the music in themselves.
So a summer jam-packed with classical goodness.
It's going to be wonderful.
But again, though, coming up this Saturday is the garden party.
Yes.
So any secrets about how the outside is brought in? What does Cindy do to transform it?
It's magic.
Yeah.
I think you have to come and see it for yourself.
Okay. Well, tickets are $50 on the website or at Old Harbor Books.
Correct.
Doors open at 6. Only 100 tickets will be sold.
Correct.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me, Kayla.
Thanks, Melissa.
My guest has been Kayla Betcher, Executive Director of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Their kickoff events happening this Saturday at Centennial Hall, Wine and Music with Friends.